Welcome to the Hooked on Sport Cricket Show. This is South Australia's summer cricket wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define cricket across South Australia and beyond. It's time to talk cricket with Sophie Hilditch and Ben Hook.
Hookie, welcome back for part two of Cricket Edition. I encourage our listeners, if they haven't, to go back, listen to part one, where we talk about all about cricket around the globe, our Australians, as well as cricket around the state for our South Australians. But this part two edition, because we spoke too much, because I can't tell you to absolutely stop talking. You just go on these rants for hours and hours and hours. This is all about local cricket, which I know is actually part of your favourite. So I'm going to go for another 40 minutes.
Tough. let's just a couple of things. You're in charge. You manage the time. I'm just here to talk. You keep asking me questions. I'll keep giving you answers. So that's point number one. Point number two, I do think it's beautiful that you said that we've gone from part one to part two. If we could actually get some sponsors in, then we just call it an advert break, wouldn't we? But here we are having to go part one and part two and segregate it out. The sponsors are coming, I'm sure. Oh, my phone is running hot as we speak. What do you want to talk about? Local cricket, love it. And I've seen a fair bit of it over the past seven or so days. Hit me with your best.
100%. Look, this fortnight, like we said in part one, there's just been so much cricket. But look, I'm going to go to the men. The T20 was played yesterday, actually. Look, I'm going to run through some of the results just really quickly. Port got the win over Prospect by 23 runs. Teetree Gully defeated Kensington by 3 wickets. Southern District was skittled for 86 by Northern Districts, who won by 5 wickets. Adelaide Uni and East Torrens tied. Sturt scraped home against Glenelg, and West Torrens annihilated Adelaide. Hookie, give me your best performer of this round.
I'll give a special mention to Anil Carell, who was bowling the final over for Adelaide University against East Torrens, who was 7 down and needed 7 to win. He kept that to 6, including wickets from the last 2 balls. Very good catch, second last ball to get rid of Tate Robins at long off, and then a run out on the second run for the last ball. So great job for a left-arm spinner to defend a pretty small target that they were still chasing off the last over. But the best performance was Jake Fraser-McGurk. I know that he's probably a little bit too good for this level, having played in the IPL, but 69 not out of 40 balls, including a massive 6 into the car park and smashed a car bonnet. So that was certainly been doing the rounds on the SACA Premier Cricket social media today. Jake Fraser-McGurk, my best, but a really interesting competition that's developing. Perhaps so if you can share with us what the top 6 of the premiership table looks like right now, because they're the spots they're going to be jostling for semi-final positions.
Yeah, so the top 6 is particularly interesting. It's a 6-game season, so some of these teams have played 4 matches, while only one team has only played 3 games. But the top 6 at the moment is East Torrens, West Torrens, Sturt, Teetree Gully with only 3 games under their belt, Prospect and Port Adelaide. It's looking like a really interesting series. But Hookie, I've identified
two of those clubs from Division 2 as well, East Torrens and Prospect, both Division 2, and mixing it nicely with the top flight clubs. So that's really promising for those two teams.
100%. And look, Hookie, I have actually identified the issue from part one. I asked you for the best performer, and we actually got a special mention as well as the best performer. So look, because I'm in control of this episode, I'm just going to call you out and keep you in line, please.
It was only 30 minutes ago that I gave you Ben's best, and there was a little bit of heartfelt, you know, emotional love between the two of us, and that has just been culled in the last 20 minutes, hasn't it?
100%. We got to part two and you threw some shade at me. So 100% shade is getting thrown immediately back. But anyway, look, we're going to move on to the one days for the men, which was played last weekend. Hookie, I'm setting you a challenge. Let me run through each of the results and you give me a player highlight. Now, are you listening? A player highlight, please. Look.
Yep. With this I might fail, but let's go.
Kensington was a bit hot for Prospect by 69 runs. Your player highlight?
Yeah, so Harry Mathias is an interesting one. Came across from Sturt to Kensington this year. Has hit 95 from 147 balls. Gee, what a massive recruit he is. Sturt have lost a few this year. It'll be interesting to see how they finish up. Got bowled out for 45, I think, to West Torrens in a T20 game a week or so ago. But Harry Mathias, big recruit for Kensington, good player, and was really important for them there.
100%. Next game, a 10-wicket win to Port over the Neighbours at Woodville. Your thoughts?
Josh Kahn, 99 not out from 52 balls. He is a machine. He was being floated as an Adelaide Strikers player, I reckon, last year, the year before. He was recruited over to Port Adelaide from Northern Districts. He is going to be awesome for them. They've recruited really well, Port Adelaide. Ben Turley from Woodville, Liam Grieber a couple of years ago from Adelaide University. Kahn, as I said, and Tommy Andrews from Woodville as well. So, yeah, really strong club at the moment, Port Adelaide. They'll be a threat for the Div 1 title again that they won 2 years ago.
Next match, West Torrens survived a high-scoring thriller against the Northern Districts.
Your mate Harry Nilsson, Royal Adelaide member with you, 102 not out from 85 balls, led West Torrens to the win. Harvey Box is an interesting story. He has grown up a community cricketer with Para Hills and decided to take his chance at Northern Districts. His dad's a legend of Para Hills. Dad, Peter, I think is the all-time run scorer there. So Harvey, from that community cricket into Premier Cricket, he's done really well. Brandon Bray, interesting story as well, 93 from 87 balls. But West Torrens going really well at the moment.
The Buffaloes crushed Uni, 219 runs. That is incredibly something else. What was your highlight from this game?
Oh, my goodness. What has happened to Adelaide Uni? You might have a word to their batting coach, Soph. Ben Menenti returned for the Buffaloes. That's good news for South Australia as well, 87 from 48 balls. Connor Carroll is one to keep an eye out for, scored 86 to go with a T20-100 against Glenelg earlier in the year from Northern Suburbs in Brisbane Premier Cricket. So he's a big pickup. I think he would have been joined by Noah McFadgen, who won the Bradman Medal last year. And has come down to Adelaide and been a really important player. The other one that's interesting out of Adelaide, I've only noticed this a couple of weeks ago, but Noah McFadgen's brother, Connor, is playing A-grade for Adelaide. He was part of Sturt's SNFL Premiership team just a couple of weeks ago. So how about that? Going for back-to-back, Soph. It's a bit like the old days with Johnny Halbert.
Yeah, 100%. And look, I'm going to have to talk to the Adelaide Union batty coach. He actually has a trial starting in the federal court on Wednesday, so I might cut him a little bit of slack because I know he's run off his feet working to about 1 a.m. in the morning with a four-year-old child whilst also trying to be the batting coach. So I might cut him a little bit of slack this week, but I'll be back on him next week. Look, Sturt fell in against the Southern District by 10 runs. Thoughts?
Oh, yeah, uninspiring game. Sturt, not a great total, did well to defend it. Southern District continue to have some issues with their batting. I saw Lachlan Murphy got a big score in the rain-affected day's play of the two-day opener on Saturday. But, yeah, they're just struggling to get big runs, Southern District. David Saboro, 69, but not a lot to report when you fall 10 short of a 166-run total.
Final match, Glenelg returned to the winners list over a strong win against Teatree Gully, line up by 25 runs.
Led by my little mate, Jesse Arthur. I played cricket with this guy's dad, Ben Arthur, who was a very, very good bowler for Adelaide, and we played a lot of cricket together. He's a rising star, only been playing a couple of years of first grade cricket. This is by far and away his best figures against a very strong Teatree Gully lineup as well. So very pleased for young Jesse Arthur.
Now, let's have a look at the start to the two-day season, which was rain and thunder affected with the first day being played on Saturday. What caught your eye, or should I say who caught your eye throughout these matches?
Hanno Jacobs has taken 6 for 36 for Sturt against Woodville, so Woodville got bowled out on day one. The other real massive performer was Cam Fatchin, 8 for 64 against Teatree Gully. He had the first 7 wickets of the innings, Soph, and he was chasing the all-time record figures of 9 wickets, which was set, would you believe, by Clary Grimmett in the Sir Donald Bradman era about 95 years ago. So wouldn't that have been something? He ended up only with 1 wicket short, 8 for 64, but still one of the great performances it will be for the year for sure.
100% would have been something. Let's head to the women's competition. Same thing, Hooky. Give me a highlight of each match over the weekend for the T20 competition. Adelaide have beaten up West Torrens by 133 runs.
Yeah, so Adelaide have beaten Uni by 219 in the men and 133 in a T20 game by the women. So that is two just astronomical results. It was led by Florence Miller, an English recruit, 83 not out from 54 balls. It was her first game from the for the club. They've picked up Morgan Pires as well, a Western Australian who contributed contributor wickets and runs. And then the 2023 Rolton medalist Kelly Armstrong took 5 for 10. I don't blame West Torrens here. They're a very, very young team. But I think in a five-team competition, we talked about this, letting Maddie Pennegan play for another club, she wouldn't have been there anyway. It didn't matter. But, that's a bit of a concern for West Torrens that they're getting that badly beaten by what I don't think is the best team in the women's competition.
Yeah, look, going from a young team to, let's go to the old buck, the veteran Alex Price, who's just led Sturt to a strong win over Glenelg. One of my fellow partners from the Royal Adelaide Club Championships, actually Eliza Bartlett, had to rush off on the Sunday after playing 36 holes to go over and help them out on this weekend. What were your thoughts on this game?
Poor old Eliza, she was next into bat. So she's rushed away from her round of golf, gone and played premier cricket and was next into bat, didn't get a bat and didn't take a catch either. She's a wicketkeeper normally, I reckon, Eliza, but I don't think she kept in this game. Anyway, Alex Price, what a star. 51 and 2 for 12 from her four overs. She's won two Rolton medals in 24 and 2016, I reckon the first one was. She's one of my all-time faves. I don't know if you remember, she was playing for the Adelaide Strikers and was running into bowl and was singing songs to the commentators. They had her mic'd up. So she's an absolute card, but a star of this competition, and she's done it again, just single-handedly dominating a match.
Thanks for that, Hookie. The premiership ladder is looking really interesting with Adelaide, Kensington, Sturt making the top three, and there's a bit of a break to the bottom two. But look, let's go to my favourite part of the show. I'm sad it's in part two, but as always, Hookie, I know you love your community sport, particularly your community cricket. Hit me with your highlight to run up the show.
Look, there were so many options I had, but I cannot go past Warwick Potts, just an absolute legend of Goodwood. He's been a leader on the field, a leader off the field. He went past 14,000 runs for the club last week, Soph. He's played 517 innings for the club, 1,400s and 7,150s, I think it is, which is just quite amazing when you think about it. He must be mid-50s now and just keeps fronting up on and off the field for that club. So I just wanted to recognise Warwick Potts, my community cricketer of the week.
Love it, Hookie. Well, that wraps up the cricket edition. As always, love speaking to you. Sorry, Wallace, for having to split this into two parts, but what fun we had.
No apologies. It's cricket. It's a long game. We talk for a long time.
We do test maps each week.
In real time. We're going to do 30 hours each test match, Soph.
Can't wait for it. Let's just wait. Our golf edition's probably going to get to almost three parts then if we're going down this track.
Well, let's just touch it because that will be next week and I'm so looking forward to it because it will be the aftermath of the Golf SA Industry Awards. I'll be there. You'll be there. In fact, we'll be working together at the start of the night, which is going to be great fun. Lots for us to talk about. But we have got so much to talk about with golf next week. And we've got a really wonderful golf community that is following us at the moment. We're very grateful for it. I know that they're all listening to you and tolerating me, but that's okay. We'll continue to share all of our news and anecdotes on golf around South Australia.
100%, Hookie. And look, we have some very interesting things, some interesting interviews coming up for both the cricket edition and the golf edition. So encourage our listeners to look out for some of those special episodes coming up. As always, guys, love speaking with you. Have a good day.
See you, Soph.
Cheers.
That's Stumps on this episode of the Hooked on Sport Cricket Show. Thanks for listening. Help us reach more cricket-minded people just like you by following us and leaving a review. We look forward to your company next time on the Hooked on Sport Cricket Show.